Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. Officials in Ukraine are reporting more Russian attacks targeting the country's power infrastructure. The latest hit equipment in central areas of Ukraine, according to the country's grid operator. Millions of people in Ukraine have been without power since Russia began stepping up its attacks, targeting power substations and other infrastructure earlier this month. President Biden will be in Syracuse, New York this afternoon. That's where he's expected to talk about the U.S. economy and his efforts to boost the computer chip industry. NPR's Tamara Keith says the president will be highlighting plans by the company Micron to spend $100 billion to build semiconductor plants in the region.
Biden will appear with the state's U.S. senators and Governor Kathy Hochul, who is on the ballot this November. This is just the latest event where Biden will celebrate planned investments in microchip manufacturing after he signed the Bipartisan Chips and Science Act earlier this year. But a White House official says Biden will also draw an economic contrast with Republicans, saying these midterm elections are a choice between two economic agendas. This has been a theme of many recent Biden speeches, but he's putting a finer point on the contrast as voting begins in many states. Voters consistently rank the economy and inflation as top concerns. Tamara Keith, NPR News.
Democratic Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is under a federal criminal investigation. An advisor to the senator says he does not know the scope of the investigation. Menendez chairs the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. In 2015, the senator was indicted on federal bribery charges. That case ended in a mistrial. Police in Los Angeles are investigating whether a recorded conversation involving several members of the LA Council was done so legally. Aaron Stone with member station KPCC says leaked audio of the recording led to a resignation.
The leaked audio included racist remarks by Nuri Martinez, who resigned as city council president. She was discussing redistricting with two other council members and a labor leader. In California, it's illegal to record someone without their consent. LA Police Chief Michael Moore says the individuals in the tape filed a complaint last week.
The department has initiated a criminal investigation into an allegation of eavesdropping.
That charge can range from a misdemeanor to a felony. For NPR News, I'm Aaron Stone.
Authorities in Missouri are investigating why a bridge under construction collapsed yesterday, killing one worker and injuring two others. At the time, workers were pouring concrete for the bridge deck when it gave way near Kearney. That's northeast of Kansas City. Dow futures are up 152 points this morning. This is NPR News. Mortgage rates in the U.S. continue to climb. NPR's Chris Arnold says the average for a 30-year fixed-rate loan is now the highest in two decades.
The average mortgage rate last week for a 30-year fixed-rate loan was 7.2%. That's according to the Mortgage Bankers Association, which says rates have now risen for 10 weeks in a row. The group's deputy chief economist, Joel Kahn, says the higher rates have put a lid on home prices.
Our forecast is for about flat home price growth in 23 and 24. But if you have flat home price growth for the country, you're going to have lots of geographies that are going to see outright declines.
Kahn says the number of people applying to get a mortgage is at its lowest level since 1997. Chris Arnold, NPR News.
The suspended sheriff of Clayton County in Georgia has been found guilty of violating the civil rights of jail detainees. A federal jury convicted Victor Hill on 6 of 7 charges. He'd been charged with violating the constitutional rights of people in custody by strapping them into restraint chairs, sometimes for hours, even if they pose no threat. A defense attorney says Hill will appeal. Authorities in Nebraska say a man charged with killing 4 people has been moved from a hospital to a jail cell. 42-year-old Jason Jones is facing 4 counts of first-degree murder. Investigators say one of the victims was found inside a home that had been set on fire in the city of Laurel. They say Jones himself was severely burned and had to be hospitalized. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News, in Washington.